The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Our guests today in the studio, and two of them, are from Harbor Beach Community Hospital, and we're going to be talking with, I have it on the paper right here because I can't remember from yesterday what I was doing. We have Jessica Peterson, social worker, and Laura Jenks from the marketing coordinator for Harbor Beach Hospital. Harbor Beach Hospital has developed through grants a mental health program, and it is something that's trying to fill some of the gaps we have in Huron County between Huron Behavioral Health and what's available for seniors and veterans and such. There is a gap in there for people who just have regular insurance or none at all, but don't fall into the age categories or groups. So they're trying to fill that gap, and the program has been up and running for a bit, and we're going to talk about it today. Thanks for being with us, ladies.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, how long has the program been up?
It's been about since September is when I came and just started working at the Harbor Beach Hospital, so September 2018, so not very long at all.
And how's it going so far? Are you still in the process of getting your legs and going with it, or has it just been a floodgate and you're like, oh, gosh?
No, it's going great.
We are, you know, still getting new patients in, so we do have openings. So it's been a kind of letting people know that we're here, because for so long there has been such a gap in the services that existed. It's almost a new thing to have services available again, where counselors aren't full. You know, a lot of times counselors have waiting lists that can go for 12 weeks sometimes, or possibly counselors don't take your insurance. So this program has really helped to fill those gaps. Yeah. And we're trying to just let people know that these programs are available.
12 weeks in any kind of health care is an eternity.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Especially in mental health. Now, people might not realize that the gap you're filling, part of it, is the people that have private insurance that may cover it, but because these other programs are designed basically for people with low incomes or certain age groups or veterans and such, they don't take the people who just need it, with because they have only so many slots available as well. You're trying to fill that gap in between.
Absolutely. We actually accept any insurance that the hospital accepts. So any insurance that our regular providers accept, we also accept for the mental health services. So that makes it much more available to individuals. And we service adolescents through senior citizens with these services.
Yep.
Before, people were driving to Bay City, to Saginaw, to Port Huron, to find someone, whereas now you can have it a little more locally and still have all the privacy you did when you drove to away in another town.
Absolutely, and you're right, the privacy is the most important part. Especially being in a small town, I want to guarantee that it is private. The services are very private. You would be coming into either the Harbor Beach Medical Clinic or the Port Hope Medical Clinic, and so you would be in there just as you were seeing any provider, and they wouldn't have to exclusively know that you would be seeing a counselor there.
And all you'd have to do if somebody saw you there was say, oh, I had a head cold or bronchitis or something.
Absolutely.
I mean, it wasn't like, you know, it's a specific place and there's no doubt why.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, I imagine the first thing you do when you have someone either referred or tries to get into the program is you try to do an assessment to see if what you have fits, if there's other things available locally that will cover them, because nobody wants to duplicate services in this age of medical science. Mm-hmm. They want to make sure that anybody's underserved gets served, and those that have other programs can utilize those.
Absolutely. We are not looking to duplicate any services. So we will do our first session assessment, and this is for outpatient counseling. That's what I do there. So we do our first assessment and just see what the patient's needs match up with what in the community. Do they match, you know, coming to our clinic and talking, or is there something else that we can give them available? But we will find something.
And I would imagine you would see, you know, maybe how frequently you think you should see somebody, how, whether this program isn't intense enough and you need to find a different place that's a little more intensive. Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of factors that go into this.
Yeah, yes, absolutely, there is.
There's no one-size-fits-all. You just can't get the onesie, and it goes for everybody.
Yeah? I wish. No. It is different for every single person. Everybody is unique, so it is going to be different for everybody, but we're up for that challenge.
And that confidentiality is absolute. I mean, I'm trying not to underemphasize that, even with other family members, even with a spouse, if they don't want them to know, all of this can be confidential because they're basically, for lack of a better term, spilling their guts to you.
Yeah, yes, confidentiality is most important. That's what my license is based on completely. And I do spend time talking with the patient in our first session about that and what things are confidential and what maybe not. And for the most part, everything is just as your medical record would be confidential.
I mean, you have to, as a provider, if there was any child abuse or anything, these things you do have to report because that's the law.
Yes, just like any medical provider
doctor,
would.
Your dentist would have to do that if he's found teeth missing when they shouldn't have been.
Yeah, absolutely. But that is all. I'm very open with the patients, and so is our telepsychiatrist, about what is confidential. So,
and that's one of the things to talk about. You have some one-to-one face-to-face, and then you have some that is kind of like FaceTime on the big screen.
Yes. So the services we are offering right now is our outpatient therapy. So that's counseling sessions. And that's offered at the Port Hope Medical Clinic and the Harbor Beach Medical Clinic. And those are going to be your, you know, talk therapy sessions. We are also offering telepsychiatry services. So right now we have two practitioners that provide psychiatry services, and that's the telepsych. So that is going to be what is over that television screen. Our providers are actually not in the building for telepsychiatry, but they are over the screen. So we offer those services also.
These people are fully licensed in Michigan. They're not Dr. Phil.
No, fully licensed, board certified. We all have to be fully state certified. So yes.
And telepsychiatry goes much smoother than you think when you think FaceTiming or Skyping someone. You actually have a life-size TV screen. The internet is a very secure connection. It's high speed, so there's no lag. It's very, very smooth. It's almost like you're speaking to them face-to-face, only you're looking at them through the screen.
Yes.
And that's an important factor in counseling and psychiatric services, is you build a bond between the patient and the therapist.
Yes.
And a lot of that relies on getting visual clues.
Yes.
Back and forth, either from the guy who is your counselor or gal, or the patient that the professional is looking at to see how they react to a question, or if they look like they're hesitating even though their voice doesn't say it. There's a lot of visual stuff involved in this, and that's why the teleconferencing is much better than just a phone call.
Yes, absolutely. And if they do choose to do telepsychiatry and counseling services, I work exclusively also with the telepsychiatry providers, too. So there's a lot of communication back and forth about how to better manage the care. So that also works, too.
And telepsychiatrists can actually do medication management through the screen even as well. So they can help with those psychiatric medications if need be for the patients.
So they could see that maybe you need a prescription, and they could see that it's forwarded to your local pharmacy and you can get it.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's handy.
Very much so.
And the handy part of this is you don't have to go to the big city to do this.
Nope.
And it's available locally, confidentially, in a setting where you could be there for anything.
Yeah.
And do the private insurance companies supply enough coverage? Or do you find that to be a problem? You know, they'll only cover either a dollar amount or, you know, 6 months. And a lot of times this ain't getting fixed in 6 months.
Yeah. I have not found that yet to be an issue, but I do encourage everybody to check with their insurance before, you know, starting any services. And I can also help, you know, direct them to where to go with their insurance company. But I have not found that to be too big of an issue so far.
Most have some type of coverage.
Yes.
At this time. It's kind of I almost think it's mandated to a certain
yes.
point. It's just the amount and what they find triggers it.
Yep.
As to whether it kicks in or not. And then you got to think of deductibles and all the rest that everybody else has.
Yeah, just like any medical service.
It's no different than going there with a head cold or appendicitis. It's mm-hmm. there may be a deductible for the medications and for the service themselves.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yes, mm-hmm. that is correct. And I also
so that makes it kind of normal.
It is normal, yes. Absolutely. And that's what we're really trying to say is that there is no difference between mental health and physical health. And you do really do have to have both of them working in good order to be balanced.
And our goal is that, you know, going to see someone for mental health is as normal as going to the doctor for a cold. You know, we want physical health and mental health to be so connected and so normalized that there's no stigma attached to that anymore.
But there still is.
In there
many
is.
People, older generations like mine, you know, it was something that was the family secret. You didn't talk about that mm-hmm. type of thing. It's a little more in the open now. But then again, there's so much out there that, you know, dramatizes it, that makes it seem like everybody who has an issue that they need to talk out is over the top.
Yes, absolutely. We still have a lot of work to do to destigmatize mental health, but we are making a lot of progress, and that is one of our hugest goals as being in this community, is destigmatizing that. We have some events coming up also to kind of target that.
Okay, now you can see people in Harbor Beach, Port Hope, and you mentioned to me before we were talking here that you can actually do the teleconferencing in Bad Axe at a location. I mean, you're trying to make it convenient for people
yes.
who may have transportation problems or just don't want to drive in the snow in the winter.
Absolutely, yes. I do counseling sessions in Port Hope at the medical clinic there and at the Harbor Beach Medical Clinic. I have late nights. One night I work till 6:30, just, you know, if you're working. And we do our telepsych services in Port Hope, Harbor Beach, and we have a location here in Bad Axe also.
Is there an emergency line in case, you know, sometimes crises come up?
Yes, absolutely. We work hand in hand with Huron Behavioral Health mm-hmm. for that, and they have a crisis line that we can utilize.
Because it's again, it's like you were talking, you know, the waiting period. I mean, it's when you need it, you need
yes.
it now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You don't need the appendicitis taken care of 6 months from now, and you don't need this taken care of later. It needs to be addressed as it's happening.
Yes, you're absolutely right on that.
Okay. Now, how did this get started? Nothing is free in this world, and hospitals aren't just, you know, throwing cash out the window because we've got lots. I assume that you had to get funding for at least a startup on this. Mm-hmm.
So we recognized a need in the community several years ago. The Harbor Beach Community Hospital does a community health needs assessment every 3 years. And so we look at data, we talk to community members, kind of to see what the new health needs are in the community. And mental health has been something that's come up for several years. And so we've taken steps to address this over the years. We started the Student Health Center, which is available to students in the Harbor Beach School District in 2003. We started using telepsychiatry in our long-term care with our residents in 2009. And then we started Senior Life Solutions, which is for individuals 65 and older, in 2013. But we found that we still had that gap from ages 18 to 64 where people were struggling to reach services. So we actually joined with some project partners, and we had received a planning grant to kind of look at what the needs were in the community and what the best fit would be for the model to use. So we partnered with Huron Behavioral Health, List Psychological Services out of Pigeon, and Professional Counseling Services from here in Bad Axe. And through that process, we seen what would be the best model. And then we pursued some other grants. And we actually received 3 grants to offer these mental health services. So we received a grant from Blue Cross Blue Shield, the Health Endowment Fund of Michigan, and the Office of Rural Health Policy, which allowed us to create all of these mental health services. And, you know, with grants, it can be a wonderful thing. They bring wonderful things to the community, but we always worry, will you be able to sustain this? And in this case, the answer is yes. So we do feel that all of these services will be able to be sustained with health insurance reimbursement.
Is it impractical to think if you don't have health insurance and you're in that gap that services can't be done? Is there I don't exactly know what the word is. Is there funding out there for someone who doesn't have this? Is there like a grants or scholarships or whatever? Is there, or do you have a scale where you pay based on your income if you can't afford it, but you need it, but you still get it?
So we like to see what the best fit for the patient would be. It could be that we service them and we have like a sliding fee scale, or they pay out of pocket, or we would refer them to possibly like Heron Behavioral Health or another organization that would accept, maybe Medicaid or having no insurance. So we'll always do what's best.
Because the income guidelines may target them somewhere else. And again, you're not trying to duplicate services.
Absolutely not.
And we always want to do what's best for the patient. You know, we don't want to leave them with a bill or steer them in the wrong direction. It's always their care that comes most important.
And I would imagine if they're reaching out for help, the last thing you want to make it is a hassle.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. We do not want to make it a hassle.
What would a counseling session be like? Do you just sit next to somebody? Is it the typical old TV black and white movie where you're on the couch and you're laying there and the guy's sitting there with glasses going, what does that mean, do you think? It's come a long way from that, I would think, hasn't it?
It has come a long way, yes. We do not do that. Our sessions are very laid back and they can be very fun. Sometimes unpacking some of that heavy material, you know, heavy stuff, it can be a little uncomfortable, so we make it as, I guess I want to say as fun, as easygoing as possible. And no, it's not the typical lay on the couch and talk about your childhood.
I thought there was a whole industry making those things, and there isn't.
No, there is not, no.
Oh.
We just sit and chat and talk.
But you sit and chat and talk with a little steering direction to get you where you want to go. Because people who have problems still may be able to chat up a storm, but they're not going where you want them to go, which is to get to the root of what's troubling them.
Oh, absolutely. I've had a lot of training and being able to do that.
There's probably a lot of barriers in between getting to people to say that and just chit-chatting.
Yes, 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 it is. I like to say it's just chit-chatting because it keeps it more, easygoing, but it is a lot more than that, you're right. It is a lot deeper than just chit-chatting. We are going to be working on issues. It's counseling, so we have a lot to work on sometimes.
Do you sometimes have to do a little roundabout to get to where you want to be because people are so sensitive, so... You touch that area and it hurts.
Oh yeah, and we're trained professionals in knowing when to back off and when what to talk about, when to talk about, and how to go about certain issues. So, yes, and we've talked about this before. It's everybody's unique, everybody's different. So every session is not going to look the same.
And again, you will determine based on the assessment how many times per week or month or however that they need to come in and talk.
Yes, I like to say I partner with the patient and we decide how many times they would like to come talk, how many times they think is appropriate, or and it all goes with our treatment goals. So what are we working on in treatment and what are our goals and objectives? How soon do we want to meet some of those goals?
And I would imagine there comes a point where the patient is thinking, well, you've really helped me and I might not need this, and you know different. I mean, because sometimes you get some of it out, and it's like lancing a boil. The pain is gone, but the problem's still there.
Yeah.
So it's going to take maybe more than they initially think it is going to.
Yeah, and that's okay too, and it is all up to the patient. So they decide with me what their course of treatment is going to be, and if they feel like they're completed, and that's okay.
Okay. So you are looking for people. How do they get to you? Do they need a referral from their doctor? Is that dependent upon their insurance? Do they just contact you and then you can go through the talk? They can tell you what kind of insurance they have and you can find out if it's covered and what they need to do. Is that part of that initial assessment, or is that even a pre-assessment thing just so the people are comfortable knowing that somebody's taking care of this?
Yes, absolutely. I guess pre-assessment is the right word. They contact the Harbor Beach Medical Clinic, and that is 989-479-3291. And they can ask for Jessica, which is me. And we do a little pre-assessment over the phone, just deciding what their needs are, what their insurance is, and what direction we want to go into. So I accept all questions about therapy and the telepsychiatry services.
And as you said before, you can contact your health insurance provider. The problem I would think with that is you don't know who's on the other end, and you know you have privacy in there. They're not so sure on the whoever they're talking from.
Yeah.
From India or someplace that's answering the phones for them.
Yes, absolutely. And sometimes we don't know what to ask our insurance. Sometimes we, you know, call and we may not know exactly what they want us to ask for and say. So sometimes I can help with that also.
But most major ones have some type of coverage. You just need to see if the parameters fit.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. How long does the grant funding go before you have to be doing this on your own?
So because we received several different grants, the shortest grant was 18 months, and the longest grant was for 3 years. We have in that time to kind of work out all the bugs and all the kinks and make sure we have the smoothest possible services so that we were able to sustain these for the long haul.
Does the hospital kind of help out? I mean, it gives you a place to do this. You don't have to rent a place, all these types of things. Or does the program have to deal in with the costs of you're occupying a room we could use for something else? You know, there's sometimes, you know, these other things do have value.
Absolutely. The hospital has been behind this the entire time, and they've been very supportive that we want these mental health services to come, because these mental health services are tying in with the work that our primary care providers do. So we're really connecting those two services to make it a whole complete package of care for our patients.
Are there certain things you want to let people know about this program? Are there things that that we haven't gotten to yet?
I also would like to let some people know that part of the services also do include, well, we already talked, you know, working primarily with the primary providers, but we also are doing something called behavioral health interventions. So this is aside from counseling and the telepsychiatry services. I'm working alongside with the providers at Port Hope Medical Clinic and Harbor Beach Medical Clinic to work on behavioral health issues. And some things like that may be if a patient needs help lowering their blood pressure. Maybe there's life, you know, events or something that is stopping them from getting control of that, and they may need to talk to somebody other than their provider about that. I also work on helping managing diabetes, weight loss, weight management, sleep hygiene if you're not getting proper sleep. So this all goes through your primary care provider at those two clinics, but also working on setting up goals and objectives to help some of those things too. So we encompass a lot of the physical and mental health and make it a blur. We blend that in a lot.
And if your primary provider is not with the hospital, do they work with you on these things? I mean, you're trying to get from a larger range than just Harbor Beach per se, and you know, you may have your position in Bad Axe or in Pigeon, but these services aren't available this local in your area, and you'd go to Harbor Beach. Do you work with them as best you can?
Oh yes, absolutely. For counseling and telepsychiatry services, we service, it does not matter what provider you do have. We service everyone in this area.
We have no income guidelines. We have no locational guidelines. If you need services, we're going to do our best to help you meet your needs.
Yes.
Do you do any type of group counseling? I mean, if it's a problem, husband and wife or sister and sister or something, is there times when maybe you need to get both in the room and tell them to retract the clause and let's find out what's going on?
I typically don't do exclusively couples counseling sessions, but I have had times where I'm doing an individual session with a client, and it has been helpful for a session or two for them to bring in their partner or a family member, just so we can talk about what is going on in this individual's life. So yes.
Well, I think it would give you a different perspective. You're getting one half of an argument.
Yeah.
And you don't know what the other side is, mm-hmm. But the only information you're getting is from the one side. And I would think sometimes that would make it difficult, and I didn't know if sometimes this is helpful.
Yes, it can be helpful, and that is all up to whatever the patient is comfortable
with.
And
the patient has to agree to it. It's not like you're going to say, oh, you got to bring him in this time, and no. It's always the patient's choice.
It is always the patient's choice. Just like I try to keep their choice with all sorts of the treatment, and it's always their choice, whatever they are most comfortable with.
Okay. Again, how can people take advantage of this?
They can contact me, Jessica, at the Harbor Beach Medical Clinic at 989-479-3291. That's 479-3291.
And do they have to give a, an extension number? Maybe you don't want to tell the operator, I want the gal from the psychiatric service. You know what I mean.
Hi.
Again, we're getting into the stigma part of it that people get frightened of.
Yes, you're right. They don't have to say any of their business. They can just ask for Jessica. And if I'm at the different clinic at the time, they can leave their name and number, and that's all they have to say. I will give them a call back, and we can deal with that in private. Or, ask for me, and I'll be there, and we can talk privately in my office on the phone.
Very good. Sounds like Harbor Beach Hospital is trying to extend itself as best it can in a small community with limited resources, and glad to hear that the gap is being filled.
Yes, thank you. And thank you. I do have, in May, it's Mental Health Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. So look for some upcoming activities. And I also have a mental health dinner and discussion that is going to be on the 9th. So look forward to that.
Anything further you need to let them know? Other than that number again, you can't do that too many times. It's 479.
3291.
Business hours is the best time to call, but I imagine they can get your answering machine anytime if the operator just sends it there.
Yeah, absolutely. We do have an answering machine, so call anytime.
But if it is an emergency,
contact the hospital.
Hospital.
Yes. Go to the emergency room.
All right. Thanks for being with us today. Again, it is great that you are stepping up and taking a problem that you've said you've seen for a couple of years in these types of surveys and such. Mm-hmm. That's a need that isn't being filled in the area, and you're taking steps through grants to get a program up and running, and it is filling a gap, not taking away from what anybody else is trying to do around here.
Mm-hmm.
Gives more people the opportunity.
Yes. Yep.
Thank you again for being with us. Our guests today on the program have been Jessica Peterson, social worker, Harbor Beach Hospital. Also, Laura Jenks, marketing coordinator at the hospital. Again, they do have some mental health services available. They are counseling and other types of services. They're for people that don't fit in all the gaps of the programs we have here in the county already. It is people with private insurance, which has been hard to find people locally that can do some of this work. So give them a call. Find out if they can get you in there and start you on the road to a better future.
Yes.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.